Democrat Ed Fitzgerald says Governor Kasich and Republican lawmakers were trying to pull a fast one on Ohio voters when they passed several provisions in the state budget that dealt with abortion and birth control.
If Governor Kasich and his Republican allies really believed that these extreme measures when it comes to women's health were something that the state agreed on and that they believed in their position, they wouldn't have done it in the dead of night and inserted it at the 11th hour the way they did.
Yeah. Fitzgerald says the budget measures that put restrictions on abortion clinics and doctors and reprioritize funding for family planning will be a political problem for Governor Kasich.
Do I think it's good for Governor Kasich politically to insert himself between a woman and the decisions that she has to make with her doctor? No. Do I think that's going to hurt him politically? Yeah, I do.
Fitzgerald says he thinks a legal fight is in the works for some of these provisions because they violate freedom of speech issues. And he says he's been part of a group looking at starting an initiated statute effort, much like the one that was used a few years ago to bring about a statewide smoking ban, to force the legislature to come back and get rid of the provisions affecting women. Fitzgerald says that's something he thinks could happen.
I have a feeling that when they hear, not just from myself, but if they hear from an entire coalition, one that I think is going to represent the vast majority, certainly, of women in Ohio, and I think a majority of men as well, then I think you might see some politicians in the legislature rethink this. You know, it's much easier to vote for something when you don't have any debate and discussion about it than when you actually have to defend your votes to your constituents. That never really happened in this process.
Fitzgerald says if the initiated statute effort starts and lawmakers don't get rid of those measures, Democrats and their supporters will collect signatures to put the issue on the ballot in the fall of 2014.
Well, it's easy to pick apart certain aspects of a 4,000-page budget.
That's Republican House member Dorothy Palanda. She and her colleague, Republican Representative Nan Baker, gather with a group of female budget supporters across the street from Ohio Democratic Party headquarters. The women say the party doesn't speak for them. Baker says the women's issues in the budget were properly vetted. And she says the criticism about a bill involving rape crisis centers is especially unwarranted.
It's a great bill, unanimously supported. How can we now be hypocritical and say, oops, I'm sorry, I didn't know what I voted for? That just doesn't make any sense to me.
Democrats say they backed the bill that gave funding to rape crisis centers because they believed part of the legislation that prohibits counselors from talking about abortion as an option would be removed. It wasn't. But Baker doesn't think the Democrats are interpreting the legislation correctly anyway. The fight over the women's issues in this budget continues, even as the whole legislature has adjourned for the summer. But the fight is just heating up. Democrats have set up a new website, and they're hoping to use it to mobilize efforts to fight in court and in the court of public opinion between now and Election Day next year. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.